It is inevitable that no one in stage 5 can make every wish come true, and bad things in terms of pain and failure continue to occur. This stokes the fear of a fall from grace. Stage 5 is not a magic haven. On the other hand, these setbacks are only temporary. When things don't go right, failure is not the issue, much less evil. Being a co-creator implies complete mastery, and that hasn't yet been attained. Common unhappiness comes from lower needs being unmet. Evil comes from all being unmet. Stage 5 amplifies our power so much that misusing it would amount to evil. Leaders who have a hypnotic hold over their followers have a source of power that crosses the boundaries of identity. In some way, the leader actually infiltrates his listener. The evil that results can be traced back to a lower level of awareness, exactly the thing most feared. There is more than one way to arrive at any goal, and not all are sacred. If we assume that our quantum model holds good, then nothing is unholy. Beyond right and wrong, the Creator may permit us to explore anything He has allowed to exist. In stage 5, although one may be able to make almost any wish come true, the ones that should come true matter more. We are guided to increase bliss, love, and charity to others. An inner sense of rightness must be cultivated. Ego must be diminished. The larger will that rules events always tries to make itself known. If you align with it, the path through this phase is smooth. Artists go inward and an image appears, at first faint but growing. If the inspiration is genuine, this impression never fades. Creator, creation, and the process of creating are fused. In stage 5, the fusing isn't complete. There is the danger of trying to take over the process, which severs the alliance with God. Struggles with self-importance can last a long time, but they always end once the person finds a way to give more of the responsibility back to God. In other words, the way to power is to give up power. This is the great lesson the ego is confronted with in this phase. Stage 6. God of Miracles. Visionary Response. I once read in an inspirational book the following. This is a recreational universe. Your ability to play in it is limited only by how much you can appreciate. It occurred to me that the world's greatest saints and masters may simply be enjoying themselves. For all their miracles, or because of them, we think of saints as being without fun or loving relationships or sexual impulses. It's impossible to imagine a saint with money and a good car. In stage 6, all of these assumptions are tested. Full-blown miracles are now possible. For example, a nun of the late Victorian era named Sister Marie of Jesus Crucified, one Miriam Buardi, had the alarming habit of suddenly swooping up to the tops of trees, where she flitted from branch to branch. This feat embarrassed Miriam, since she had no way of predicting or controlling her ecstasies, and on one occasion, 8 were observed in total, Miriam timidly asked her companion to turn her back. "Why do you rise like this?" the Mother Superior interrogated her. "The Lamb, meaning Christ, carries me in his hands," Miriam answered. "If I obey quickly, the tree becomes like this," and she put her hand close to the ground. The most mystical of the Gospels is the book of John. Consider its description of creation. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Something like the following is meant. Before there was time and space, a faint vibration existed outside the cosmos. This vibration had everything contained in it. All universes, all events, all time and space. Divine intelligence was compressed in this Word, and the Word transformed itself into the energy and matter of the universe. In stage 6, a person returns to the Word in all its primordial power to discover the source. Behind everything is a vibration, not in the sense of a sound or an energy wave, because those are material, but a mother vibration at the virtual level that includes everything. In India, the sound took the name Om, and it is believed that meditating on this sound will unlock all the mother's secrets. What brain mechanism, if any, gives visions of God and makes miracles possible? Some researchers have speculated that the two hemispheres of the brain become completely balanced in higher states of consciousness. This elusive brain function I will call the visionary response. It is marked by the ability to change energy states outside the body, causing objects and events to be transformed. No brain researcher has come within miles of describing the necessary shift that must be achieved to perform a miracle. In our culture, the human heart is seen as a machine that wears out over time. We fix it through mechanical repairs. So when we find out that widowers have a higher incidence of sudden death from heart attacks, the fact that sadness can kill doesn't compute very well. One is reminded of the psychic surgeons of the Philippines who seem to penetrate a patient's body with their hands and pull out all manner of bloody tissue, none of it anything that would be seen inside a body at autopsy. In many cases, patients report that they can actually feel the surgeon's fingers, and dramatic recoveries have been reported. In quantum terms, we can offer an explanation. As we know, any object can be reduced to packets of energy. The medicine man turns a mental image into physical reality, and in that vision, the new result emerges. What he's trying to alter are the energy patterns that have become distorted, thus causing the disease. He makes the patient enter into altered reality with him. At the level of ordinary life, the events remain baffling, hence the widespread skepticism over holy apparitions, psychic surgeons, and jungle medicine men. But the visionary response describes another level of consciousness where energy patterns are shifting with every thought. The fact that these shifts change the outer world is amazing to us, but natural to the person in stage 6. Starting with the physical body in stage 1 and steadily moving to less physical planes, now we arrive at nothing but awareness. My identity floats in a quantum fog as photons wink in and out of existence. Of the million ways you could define enlightenment, identifying with the light is a good one. Jesus could easily have been literal when he declared to his disciples, "You are the light of the world." Miracle working is accessible before sainthood. When you see any image in your brain, you're shifting reality. The difference between you and a miracle worker is that you do not create a strong enough force field to make your mental image project itself onto the outer world. From the larger perspective, no one has the power to keep God out totally. We can only open or close our acceptance of the light.